to the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, the show that helps you know what to say when you're talking to buyers and sellers so that you can close more deals and earn more money. I'm Darren Tunstall, a real estate professional, coach, and number one best-selling author. Let's get into this. As a reminder, the purpose of Scripts and Dialogues is to come, learn, practice, and be prepared to fail forward. This is where we make mistakes and help each other out, but we're mostly interested in seeing how we can get better. First, we read through the script word for word, and then we go back and put it into our own natural tone, style, and phrasing. You won't know what to say until you go through the script. So, with that said, many people will say, "That's not how I sound," and I totally get it. That's not how you sound. But that is the reason why we practice every day, so that the script becomes you and in your own voice. So, read it word for word first, then go back and put it into your own natural tone, style, and phrasing, and I think it'll work out. Okay, everybody, in this episode of the Real Estate Scripts Podcast, you'll listen to a practice dialogue between a real estate agent and a buyer. The episode focuses on three common buyer objections. We don't have the money to buy right now. You have only been in the business for a few months, and I don't want to meet you in your office. Throughout the conversation, the real estate agent skillfully addresses each objection, providing compelling responses and solutions to alleviate the buyer's concerns. By effectively countering objections, the agent demonstrates how to build trust, showcase expertise, and create a personalized experience for the buyer. The intention is to equip real estate agents with effective scripts and strategies to overcome common buyer objections and build stronger relationships with potential clients. Enjoy. To set the stage, you are working with a buyer who is either disapproving or disagreeing with you. They either want to get rid of you or reject your point of view about something. Keep in mind, an objection is the buyer communicating with you. There are four primary objections: objection to hiring an agent, objection to signing an agreement, objection to making decision, objections during offers and negotiations. The requirement is to be prepared when to handle objections when talking to buyers and sellers, and the intention is to overcome the objection by answering their questions or alleviating them from their concerns. Actually, or alleviating their concerns. So that's what that is. So that stage requirement and intention is for all the objections.
Okay.
And we are on the three we are going to do today is we don't have the money to buy right now. You've only been in business for a few months, and I don't want to meet you in your office, in which case, you know, so... All right.
Sounds good.
Who wants to be the agent first?
I can go first.
That's right. All right. Whenever you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, Debbie, tell me you don't have the money right now.
You know, Emily, the more I've thought about it, I really don't think this is the right time to be in the market looking for a house. I know I'm not going to have what's needed for a down, and I don't want to get my hopes up and then, you know, be back at square one.
I totally understand that, Debbie. It's a scary thing. It's probably one of the biggest decisions you'll make in your life as far as a purchase, right? Homes are expensive right now, and you work hard for your money, and you want to make sure that you're not getting into something that's not going to work out later. This is why you have to be working with the right lender. A lot of lenders will view you as just another transaction, but I work with a couple of lenders who really take the time to listen to your situation, and they'll let you know, what is a comfortable scenario for you by looking at your finances. And that's how they determine that. You tell them what you're comfortable paying. They look at your debt to income. The one guy that I work with specifically, mostly, I mean, I work with a few people, but mostly I work with Chuck, and he will definitely take the time to explain everything to you so you can make an informed decision and not get into anything that would be financially distressing later on, right? Because that's not how we do business. We want you to be successful because in your success, we're successful. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense. It just, I keep hearing different things from different people to wait that how that the properties are going down in price and interest rates will be going down, and I'm just trying to plan the market right.
Well, I always go by the rule of thumb. There is no crystal ball when it comes to the market. Market's going to do what it's going to do, and it's never a bad time to buy real estate. There's always, an out. When you buy, you can always sell if it doesn't work for you. Of course, it's advantageous to hold on to it for at least 2 years for tax reasons. However, there's refinancing available later down the line should rates go down. There's so many different ways and avenues that can help you attain your real estate dreams, really. The home of your dreams, or if you want to buy land, or if you want to use the home you buy now later to finance another venture. But that's why I say talk to a lender. I'm going to send you three names. The one I work with most, like I said, is Chuck, but you can go with anyone you want. But like I said, he will hold your hand. He will explain everything. So you're not walking into something that's going to be, detrimental to you financially. Okay? At
Okay,
least
and
talk to
then,
him and see where you're at.
well, that sounds okay, and it won't hurt my credit score by him pulling my credit.
He won't pull your credit until you're ready to pull the trigger. Like you're definitely a yes.
Okay.
He'll ask you lots of questions and tell you where you stand before any of that happens.
Okay.
Okay, so I'm going to email
Okay.
it over to you. What's the best email?
Debbie Logan at kw.com.
Perfect, Debbie. I really appreciate you taking the time to hear me out. I think we can make this work, but I'm not the lender, so he's going to let me know where you stand after he lets you know, and then we'll go from there. Does that sound good?
Yeah, it sounds fine.
Okay, thanks, Debbie. I'll chat with you soon. I'll call you probably day after tomorrow to see what happens, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
Thanks, Debbie.
Thank you.
Lots
That
of
was pretty straightforward.
Yeah, she didn't give me a hard time today. She must be in a
I
good
haven't had enough caffeine yet.
mood. Oh, I thought it was the other way around. Okay.
Okay. Okay, so should we go on to only been in business a few months?
Yeah,
Okay.
feel free to mix them up, like incorporate them into the same conversation also.
Okay, I'll be the agent on this one. So Emily,
Yeah.
I know you're new to real estate and I think you're gonna do great. But I kind of want to go with a realtor that's name is out there. And in your same office, there's a guy named Greg Phillipson, and I just think, he and his team would be more knowledgeable on especially the legalities of, buying a place. I just don't want, I don't want any hiccups or finding out that we did something wrong and it comes back to bite me.
Right. Well, I take full responsibility for anything that I, any advice that I give you as a real estate agent. I'm not, a tax preparer, not an attorney, but as far as real estate, I am on a team with over 28 years experience combined. I am dedicated to my clients. I don't have as many clients right now as Greg Phillipson, but I think I have more time to dedicate specifically to you and answer your questions. When you go with one of the agents that are a little more busy, you tend to kind of be more of a number, right? It's just transactional, where I give a more personalized service. And I answer your calls and I make sure I, calm all your fears and make sure that I'm here to represent you and guide you every step of the way.
Well, I guess that makes sense. I look daily on Greg Phillipson's, and it seems like more that he's a listing agent, and but he'll sell in like a couple of days, if even that. So I guess,
He does buyers too. He's a great agent. I'm not gonna lie, but he's got a lot of clients.
And what is it, this team you're talking about?
I'm on a team at actually the same office as Greg, Team Repros. There's about three of us.
What does repros stand for? It sounds like something's being repossessed.
It does, doesn't it? But actually, what it stands for is real estate expert and business professionals.
Oh,
Little
I
play on
see.
words there. Yeah. So,
Oh.
like I said, combined, we have about 20 years experience. I have a team leader who's been in the business. He's a number one best-selling author. He's a coach. He's my mentor. And he's there to help me if there's any questions or concerns come up. And I also have my broker to lean on, which is actually the same broker as Greg, who is very well known in the real estate community and the San Diego area real estate.
Let me think about it, and I'll get back to you, within a day or so.
Okay, I just want to add again, being fairly new in the business, I'm more up to date on all the changes that come about because I things are always changing in real estate, right? And someone who's been in the business for 20 or 30 years, sometimes they miss the new changes, but being a new agent, I have to stay on top of that stuff.
And that makes sense. I hear horror stories about people buying a home and not realizing it had a cracked slab, or it's falling down a hill, or it's in a fire zone and it's not insurable and different things. So I'm trying to protect my assets that I worked hard for them.
Well, I take your business and represent you as your fiduciary with all seriousness. All that is comes down to due diligence in the inspections and the contingency phase when you're after you make an offer on a home to make sure that we're getting the right inspectors in there to see if there's any issues that could, detract from the value of the home, be in a high fire, high flood, or anything wrong with the home structurally. All that gets, examined, and those reports are given to you so you can make the best determination on what works for you.
Yeah, let me give it overnight, and then I'll get back with you tomorrow.
Debbie, that sounds great. What time should I call you tomorrow?
Anytime after 10 a.m.
Okay, sounds great. I'll call you around 10:30.
Okay, sounds good, Emily.
Thanks, Debbie.
Goodbye.
I thought you were going to be the agent, Debbie. So lost. That's what you said. I'm like, what? Okay.
Well, then
Okay.
let's give her an opportunity to be the agent, and you can
On the
be
same
the
one. No, I think the
um
next one.
you can mix them all up if she wants. I don't want to meet in the
Okay.
office. You've been in the business for a few months, or we don't have the money to buy right now. However you want
I'm
to
gonna
do it.
throw them all in there
There
in
you go.
one. So, Debbie, I really appreciate you calling me, but to be honest, now's not a good time. I mean, first of all, we don't have the money right now for a down payment. I mean, buying a home's expensive, especially in San Diego. And I don't have a car, so I don't really want to meet you in your office because that's just a struggle for me being in a wheelchair.
Oh, I absolutely understand. It is more convenient to meet in the office in case we need to make copies of things. And, we have a conference room we could use so I could spread out all the buyer's information that I have and, so forth. But I understand your situation and I could meet you wherever you want. I would be with one of my team members so that we can both interject and show you different parts of the buyer's presentation, et cetera. Would you want to meet at your home or maybe at a Starbucks or something?
Perhaps, but I'm having a lot of concerns, Debbie. No offense, but my friend told me how to look up your license, and it looks like you haven't had your license very long. I think I'm gonna go with somebody with a little more experience. It just sounds like maybe you don't know what you're doing.
Oh, well, I have sold a home and I actually sold it to another realtor, and that transaction was seamless. I have been in, in management and a mentor for decades. So I'm a very good communicator, and I am doing this now that I'm not really needing to work, and I have all the time and energy and focus to focus on you. And that's the beauty of working with someone that is new, that I know all of the new regulations. I'm up to date on all of the California Association of Realtors standards. And, I'm not an agent, say in the past, that just hand wrote everything. Everything's done automatically. So nothing is missed, which is great in, California, the with all the legal things that we need to do. And I make sure, sometimes realtors, if they haven't stayed up to date on the new regulations, you might not know the things that have come about in the last couple of years. So, also, I'm, Keller Williams La Mesa, and I'm on a team of a dozen realtors with 28 years of experience. And we have what's called a TC that works with us, that's the transaction coordinator. And she is totally, probably one of the best, and she makes sure that everything paper-wise is done properly. As far
So,
as
if
I
she's
go,
doing the paperwork, what do you do?
I'm finding you the best property and doing the negotiations for you and
Oh.
making sure that you know everything that's happening every step of the way, and that that you're going to find the
I'm in a
right
wheelchair, so
house.
I don't take steps, but okay.
Yes. Well, and I could also do virtual tours, and you will be on what we call a drip system so that you can view homes, before, I'm sure you'll want to see the home that you ultimately want to purchase. But
Of course.
up until that time, if you see something that, oh my gosh, it has six steps to get into the house, and you don't want that, then we won't be looking at that house. This
Are you
way,
going to pick me up?
I sure will.
Really?
Yeah, I sure will.
You can put my wheelchair in your car.
I sure can.
Awesome.
Yeah, and actually at Keller Williams, it's just a side note, but they have we have special insurance and everything that's higher coverage that's actually needed. So you're protected every step of the way.
You keep saying steps. I don't step every goal, Debbie. I
every
don't
push of
step.
the way. Yes, no. So I know you would be happy with not only me as your agent, but with Keller Williams and the team and what we do to ensure that you find the home that's going to meet all of your wishes and concerns.
Well, I'm going to think about it because I, to be honest, I'm meeting with another agent from EXP,
Okay.
and she seems pretty smart. Not that you don't, but she seems pretty smart. So I'm going to talk
Well,
to her because she sounds really nice. And
I hope that we meet, and I think that you will be impressed with what we have, the knowledge behind both our team and Keller Williams and our reputation. And we were voted one of the best places to work, which says a lot in itself because happy members, even though we're independent contractors, make for a better, sale and relationship with our customers.
oh, that
No
makes
doubt.
sense.
Yeah. And we're here for you every step of the way. And it takes all the stress out of having to find a home on your own or with another, agent. I just know that we're the best in this area, and I know you wouldn't be disappointed. And we're great negotiators, and we'll get you the home that you meet your needs at the price that makes sense.
Okay, well, I still don't have the money to buy right now, but I'll get back to you. How's that sound?
That sounds good. And have you worked with a lender yet?
Oh yeah, I was talking to someone at my bank.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send over three of my top lenders that I work with. And just keep in mind, banks only usually have a couple of programs, mortgage programs that they work with. Mortgage lenders have a plethora of different loans for different for military, for first responders, for
Anything for handicapped people in wheelchairs?
well, you could ask. Chuck is the one I work with the most, and they just might have something. That's why
No,
it's
any
good.
lenders in wheelchairs? Because I prefer to give my business to
I haven't
people.
met. Of the three that I use, they're not in wheelchairs, but trust me, Chuck, he's so knowledgeable, and he's been doing this for decades, and if there is a program out there for you, he'll find it.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'll think about it.
Okay. Would you like me to give you a call back tomorrow?
No.
Okay, well, it's been nice talking to you, and just please keep in mind, that Keller Williams is a great, great company to go with, and I would give you 100% of, my time to make sure that you're happy, and that's why I got in the business.
All right, well, thanks, Debbie.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye.
You
I didn't like that one. Shoot.
didn't like that one. Why is that?
No, I didn't like how I responded.
Way. I thought you had a lot of good points, except the stepping parts, every step of the way.
That's a good point, though. It's like when you're working with someone, who is in a particular situation, those are definitely things that we should be keeping in mind.
Yeah,
Right.
every aspect.
Well, I mean, it is,
Yeah, like I could have
it's just
worded it
something to think about.
with every aspect.
No, but I thought you did good. I thought your responses were good.
Absolutely, they were. So I have nothing to say other than great job. All right, so that's the script. I hope that you found it very useful. To download the script, just go ahead and head over to realestatescriptspodcast.com. There'll be a link there for you to download the script. This podcast is for the purpose of education only, and it does not make any guarantees. We suggest you seek out the help of your broker, coach, or mentor for specific situations. Brought to you by Darren Tunstall at Repros, California DRE number 01853445.